We have a doctor in the house. He's our friend Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center, who joins us every month at this time and on this day to talk about all things, not only dentistry, but health issues, cardiac issues. He's involved in more things than just dentistry. Mike, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Mother's Day weekend, everybody.
Yeah. You got any special plans for Mrs. Milligan?
Cookout. The kids are coming over. We're having a cookout. I'm getting all the trimmings and everything. I'll get those Sunday morning after church.
What do you like to prepare?
Well, she wanted hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill and salad and, you know, the different trimmings.
Sounds great.
And we're having... taking the grandkids and everyone out for ice cream afterwards.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simple but delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're here today, I think, in part to talk about the new technologies that you have there in the dental office, right?
There's a lot of technology.
I've seen some of it. It's pretty amazing.
It really is, yeah. You know, and some of the...
It's not things that we normally think of right there in the dentist's office.
Well, there is a lot of technology on the back end that is just important for us to have that the patients don't really notice or care about. But there's so much that that they can see, like our laser cavity detection and the intraoral cameras and the digital X-rays that we can then put up on a big monitor and show them what we see. It's pretty cool. And they always appreciate when we do that because they can see what we see. They can pretty much self-diagnose themselves. And so we like to do that. And we have all those things in our office and many other technologies.
Yeah, and you've talked about in the past how your oral health directly is a link to the health of the, you know, your cardiac health and everything else is tied to the health of your mouth. You know, the bacteria that is created in your mouth, the good bacteria, the bad bacteria, and a lot of this technology helps you to manage that.
Yeah, it does. And so we have like the oral DNA test. There's actually about four different ones and another one coming where we can see the exact bacteria you have. There's 11 particular pathogenic bacteria in your mouth that can cause heart attacks, actually cause heart attacks, strokes, cardiovascular disease. There are others that go directly to the brain and help to cause dementia and Alzheimer's and many other things, such as cancer, pregnancy problems, etc. But lung problems, and so I've put in a couple of phase contrast microscopes, which I can do much less expensive for the patient.
What does that mean? I don't know anything.
Well,
I just
it's a microscope, but in a way that you can very quickly on a slide see the bacteria that are present in the mouth.
Is that what I was? You were showing me when I was over at your office.
Yeah,
you were showing me bacteria in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And the different shapes of the different bacteria, they each look differently. And you can spot them because of your expertise and training. You can spot them right away. You can say, this is this type of bacteria, and that is that type of bacteria. You want less of this type.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how you do that.
Yeah. Now, the oral DNA test, it's $185, mm-hmm. which isn't a lot compared to your health, but we do the phase contrast microscope for no charge. It's not as accurate in telling us the exact bacteria and the amounts, but we get a good idea of, hey, you don't want this in your mouth. Let's get you healthier and then do a more definitive test and see where we're at.
After you showed me that, after you showed me the bacteria, the active bacteria, it's not a picture. It looks like...
Yeah, they're squiggling around
in
there.
Yeah, they're moving around.
Spinning
it's
around.
Like you've got a bunch of bugs in your mouth.
Yeah.
I didn't want to eat for like 2 days.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't want to put anything in my mouth for 2 days.
Well, you're always going to have bacteria in there.
Right.
It's just a matter of which ones, the good bacteria or the bad bacteria.
We're visiting with Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. He joins us every month. Make sure you check out the website, eastlanddentalcenter.com. There are lots of great health tips there. And if you listen to this segment every month, you know that Dr. Mike is much more than just a dentist. In fact, last week, he was part of a heart attack, stroke, and diabetes prevention meeting. He's very, very immersed in good heart health. His father, and he's got people in his family who had a lot of cardiac problems, and so he's very tuned into that. Tell me about the meeting last week. You said attendance was great.
Well, yeah, it was up 70% from our first meeting, and so we had 58 people in the room, and I hope to we'll do it again in the fall. I hope to have 75 to 100. I've had many people come up and say, "Oh, how was your meeting? I missed it. I was out of town, or I for whatever reason, they weren't able to do it." But our mission, we had five physicians trained in cardiac prevention. We had a stenographer, cardiac person who does the radiography and the stenography, and myself speaking. And our mission as a group is to eradicate heart disease as the number one killer in Central Illinois by 2025. It's been the number one killer in our country since 1900, and stroke the number one cause of disability. And so we're on a mission to eradicate that, and we can. We have the technology to do that.
What's
so,
the, if you could, just since you've got the audience, you've got the microphone right now,
mm-hmm.
What is the one thing that every person who's listening to you right now should do to elevate their heart health and lower their chance of heart attack or stroke? Is there one thing they should do over anything else that's simple to do and remember?
Get a good diagnosis. That would be the carotid scan to see if you have disease, if you have plaque in your arteries.
You do that in your office?
Dr. Bax does that and others. We are doing that in my office this Friday. We have DVT imaging from Pekin coming in to do that.
A week from today,
that's right. And it is available to the public. We're actually doing 8 different screens, cardiac screens, the phase contrast microscope.
Now, those screens tell you how likely you are to have an episode.
Yes, it does tell us if you should look further or if you're in pretty good shape.
Is that the test that I had?
Yes.
And you said that looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that isn't going to change.
That's correct.
How often should I come in and get that?
Once a year. Sure.
So absolutely. just like your checkup with your doctor. Yeah. But you've told me this before. These are tests, and I know this, obviously. I get a checkup with my regular physician every year on a schedule, as anybody else should. But these are not tests that he does in his office.
No.
Now, why doesn't a general practitioner, when you get your annual checkup, why don't they perform a test like the carotid artery scan?
It's not common practice to do that, however.
But why not?
Everyone doesn't know everything. I don't know everything.
But my doctor's a pretty sharp guy.
Well, yeah, but they're not trained in this Baldonade method for prevention, specifically of heart attack, strokes, and cardiovascular disease. And once you get trained in this, the CIMT is a big part of that to see if you have disease. Then if you do, there are a number of things you can do to manage that.
I can tell you that in my relationship with Dr. Milligan here during our segments and having gone to his office at Eastland Dental Center, if you ever have any sort of a question about any kind of a health issue, doesn't have to be dentistry, call their office, because if he doesn't know the answer, he'll know who to put you in touch with. All right? And everybody needs somebody like that. Hey, we're out of time.
Well, if you'd like to do this screening, it's $99 for 8 different screens. It's in my office this Friday. Go to www.dvtimaging.com. And click on the button that says book your screening or call our office 309-663-4711.
This is so simple. It's not invasive. Mm-hmm. You don't even feel like you're having a test done. In fact, it's kind of interesting.
We had one patient who died since this week of cardiovascular disease, and one of my wife's patients died last weekend of a heart attack. It is so important just to find out if you've got that disease, get screened, and if you need to do something further about it. We see it so often, and it just doesn't need to be.
All right. Dr. Mike Milligan, you're off to Bloomington Country Club to play golf this afternoon.
With my daughter, Marissa?
Yeah.
I am, yes. We've had a busy week working, and we're going to play a little golf this
afternoon.
When
you play, who usually has the better score?
Marissa, yeah. Without a doubt. She is. I beat her about one out of every eight times. And when I do, I really razz her about it. But she's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, a former state champion. You're both former state champions.
Yeah, but she was more recent than me.
Well, I don't know. All right. Well,
thanks so much.
Good luck. Good to see you. We'll see you again next month. Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. Check out the website, EastlandDentalCenter.com.